It's very short, 2 minutes. It's already getting late. Rafael just spoke about Sifsesa David was recovered, so I just want to say something crazy. That 2 weeks ago, Akiva spoke to me. Quiet now, right? What do I mean? Just in a simple way. I was in a shul and I heard an Adim Gadol, Rav Tam Chacham, speak. And he asked a very simple question. How is it that when people are davening, especially Yom Nerayim, they're going to Shamnu, and people just run through it, so to speak. We have light taps on our chests. And it seems that the more we do it over the years, the quicker, the better we get at it. We do tshuva much better as we get older. And he gave a certain teretz that he answered in a way that it didn't really settle well with me. And I had a certain thought. I think that the reason why people run through certain parts of tshuva, let's say, or shamnu, whatever it is, it's not because, basically the person's answer was, I really have to play off of it, is that he said, his words were, "Miratzach tzudavant." People feel like they're talking to the wall. We don't really believe that what we're doing is carrying anything. I don't want to say that we don't believe that we're davening to Hashem, but people have become numb to tefillah where they don't feel it's being piled, they don't feel it's accomplishing anything. I was very bothered by it because I think every person in their own right, every yid has a connection somehow to how they relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how they relate to the happenings in their life. And I think it's an extreme position to take to say that people don't realize or don't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. So I want to take a different path. I think that a reason why people may run through certain parts of the serious tefillah is because as we progress, you know, like you take a young bachur in yeshiva, so the first time he's davening, especially if he's davening in a yeshiva in particular, so it's an avodah. People, a shamnu is an avodah, the achetz are an avodah by davening, certain parts are an avodah. If you go to a shul, which some of us have davening shuls, so the Ashamdu and the Al-Khaytz, they don't even do it together. It's just a small, they run through the clapping very, it's not part of the so-called Avodah. Even the Avodah itself in Yom Kippur is not the Avodah. I think people, as they progress, they think, you know what? Can I be dating into it? A person one time said to me, if you take you walk into a kindergarten, and you ask the kids in the kindergarten who can run, who can jump. Every kid jumps up. And I can run, I can jump, I can sing. Every kid can do everything. If you come back 14 years later, you go into 12th grade, who could run? He could run, she could sing. There's only one person who can do every single thing. So the question is, where do we go wrong in those 14 years? Because when you're coming out of 12th grade, you should also feel like you can do everything in the world. So I think it's the same thing that's happening by tefillah. Is that as people go along, they think, you know what, I'm the person who talks by davening, or I'm the person who does whatever other avery you can find in the local FJJ that we're doing wrong, that so many things that are going on. And the person, that it becomes what they it defines the person. And they relate, because I'm like this, that's why this is happening to me, that's why this is why my life is like that. And they stop. It's almost like a word of yish. A person gives up in a way, and they say, this is what I am. They're happy with their lot. My chelik and adam habah will be whatever it is. This is my definition. This is my occupation. This is my job. And they stop growing. Rabbi Siegel one time told me, the hardest thing for a Rebbe is to continue to grow. A person gets a whether it's a certain grade or a base medrash, whatever it is, but they prepare to teach for that level, and they get focused on that level. The hardest thing is, once you become a rabbi, to continue to grow. If I'm not mistaken, he started in third grade to fifth grade to eighth grade to menal. He said, you have to continue to grow in life. So I think that when it comes about 15 years ago, before Akiva got married, we were discussing things about whatever was coming up in making the chasana. And I asked him, I said, you have so much going on, you're getting married. After getting married, going through an experience that you have to go through, I said, how do you deal with it? Just let certain things slide. Let other people take care of it. You don't have to do the menial things that a regular person can take care of. And he said to me, Tali, it doesn't exist. He said, if I had to look at life thinking of what I'm going through or what I have, I wouldn't be able to get out of bed in the morning. it's beyond what a person can think of and carry with them. But in my life, it doesn't exist. Every day I get up and I'm living today to accomplish everything I can accomplish. Today, I'm doing everything, and on that day that I have to go to a doctor, whatever it is, that's on that day. But on any other day, there's nothing that's going to hold me back from doing everything I can. So I think this is that energy. Rabbi Kiva famously told his Talmid, Shuv Yem Achas Kodim Yisasra, I think somebody said earlier. And they asked him, when would that be? So he said, you have to do tshuva every day because you don't know when that day is going to come. It's the same lesson. That's Rabbi Akiva from 2,000 years ago, whenever it was. And this is Akiva today, of 15 years ago, who had that same lesson of every single day, you have to live your day to the fullest. Don't think that what I was yesterday I did whatever aveira it was, I have to carry it with me. That was yesterday, it's over. Today is the only day that I'm alive, and today I'm living life to the fullest. I think people, myself included, obviously, you know, as we get older and you're davening, we think, okay, this is what I do. I'm in this situation. And we forget that that was yesterday. And tshuva, going back, is all about going forward so we can become something else. This is also, I think, the word of the same idea. Every day we have to live life like it's the fullest. I think every person here, and then even the ones that are not here, everybody who had what to do with Akiva recognizes this energy that he had, shared such a energetic for experience with him in some form of life. I think guys have said before, everybody has that experience that we remember, the different things that we grew with him with. And I think by us remembering that yesterday was yesterday and we have to live every day to its fullest without holding back, when we, the more we inculcate this into ourselves, I think it's a big aliyah for the hashpa that Akiva had on us. Yehi zecha yivarech.